This is episode 16 of the Billions of Atoms podcast. Have you ever pondered the threads connecting us to the stars? The Billions of Atoms podcast explores these questions and more. Where science meets spirituality, personal stories reveal universal truths, and meaning becomes a shared journey. We delve into human connections, one story at a time. It's an auditory journey reclaiming humanity through the atomic bonds uniting us, exploring meaning, purpose, and personal growth. Join us on a reflective journey through modern landscapes, personal challenges, and the eternal quest for understanding. Approaching science, spirituality, personal identity, and curiosity, we invite you on an intimate yet expansive dialogue. In this series, we embrace the boundless quest for understanding, celebrate diverse thought, and revel in the beauty of uncertainty. Each episode aims to connect us, showing that profound truths often lie within our individual experiences. Join us on the Billions of Atoms podcast as we explore human thought, experience, and emotions, unraveling the mysteries of existence, one reflection at a time. Rediscover your place in the universe. Welcome back to another word salad that is the Billions of Atoms podcast. And today, it's about love. Here, we engage in explorations that go beyond the mere chemistry of emotion, venturing into the realms of philosophy, science, and the metaphysical dance of human relationships. Today, we find ourselves at the precipice of understanding, or perhaps seeking understanding, of the complex and often tumultuous nature of love. In today's discourse, we shall traverse the landscapes of love, fraught with paradoxes and contradictions that puzzle and enlighten. Why do we seek solace in the arms of another, and yet find in those very sanctuaries the storms that test our resolve? We begin our exploration by pondering the duality of human connection, an endless source of comfort and challenge, of security and strife. Within the tapestry of human emotion and connection lies a thread that weaves through the ages, love. A concept so familiar, yet ineffably complex. Love serves as the lighthouse guiding us through life's foggiest nights and the tempest threatening its very shores. Today, we shall peel back the layers of this enigmatic force, seeking to comprehend its multifaceted nature. Our journey commences with an introspective inquiry into the early stages of love. Those halcyon days filled with the intoxicating elixirs of attraction and infatuation. Here, we witness the transformation of the self, an amalgamation of desires, fears, and hopes. How does this alchemy of emotions influence our behaviors, our very identity? Yet beneath the surface of these serene waters lurk the undercurrents of potential discord. The same forces that bind us also possess the power to divide. The love hormone, oxytocin, presents us with a paradox, a harbinger of attachment and affection, and yet under certain shadows, a catalyst for aggression and conflict. How do we reconcile these opposing facets of the same essence? When exploring the duality of love, the narrative of love is not solely one of bliss and harmony. Within its chapters, we encounter the spectres of domestic abuse and intimate partner violence, dark reminders of love's potential to veer into the realm of destruction. Here we confront the cruel irony of love, an instinctual drive to protect that, when misguided, mutates in an impulse to harm. The dichotomy of love challenges us to reflect deeply on our relationships and the nature of human connection itself. How do we navigate the delicate balance between love's light and its shadow? Can the struggles and confusion inherent in the early stages of love forge a more profound and resilient bond? Romantic love embodies the deep affection and intense attraction one experiences for another person. It encompasses the gestures of courtship used to express these profound emotions and accompanying feelings. Let's begin with a question. What does love mean to you? I was recently asked this question, and it required a deep reflection before I could respond. Love is intricate and challenging to define. When posed to others, the responses often are varied, vague, and diverse. Nonetheless, through research and personal encounters, we can delve into a richer comprehension of this elusive yet potent force. One perspective on love is as a neurological reaction in the brain. When two individuals are drawn to each other, their brains release hormones like dopamine and oxytocin, known as the love hormones. These substances evoke sensations of joy and attachment, fostering a profound emotional bond. Love transcends mere chemical reactions. It encompasses our thoughts, beliefs and actions. Our upbringing, our cultural influences and past experiences intricately mold our views on love and how we manifest it. This diversity in perception explains why love's essence varies among individuals, defying precise definition. Throughout history, philosophers, poets, and scientists have delved into the enigma of love, from Plato's notion of soulmates to Helen Fisher's delineation of three love stages. Diverse perspectives enrich our understanding of this universal human sentiment. Central to love is its profound impact on our well-being and happiness. Countless studies underscore the pivotal role of robust, affectionate relationships in leading a gratifying life. Love's transformative ability to mend, inspire, and propel us forward underscores its intrinsic place in the human journey. From romantic love to self-love, each facet offers a unique tapestry of emotional depth, defined by the Collins Dictionary as an intense idealization within a romantic bond. Romantic love lauds the partner's exceptional virtues and beauties, often surpassing material considerations. While commonly intertwined with physical attraction, romantic love can independently flourish, akin to a profound friendship. Rooted in medieval chivalric ideals, the historical concept of romance echoes through time. In Western societies post the 1800s, love's significance as a foundational element for intimate relationships has been paramount, laying the groundwork for familial progression. In 2021, Bowden Kushnick thoroughly examined romantic love from a biological perspective. Their analysis explored the psychology, the mechanisms, the lifestyle band development, and the functions and evolutionary roots of romantic love. Based on their findings, they proposed a biological definition of romantic love, and that is, romantic love is a motivational state primarily associated with the desire for long-term mating with a specific individual. It persists throughout one's life and is distinguished by distinct cognitive, emotional, behavioral, social, genetic, neural, and endocrine activities in both sexes. Across different life stages, it serves roles in mate selection, courtship, sexual interactions, and pair bonding. This phenomenon comprises a range of adaptations and incidental outcomes that emerged at some point during the recent evolutionary history of humans. The term romance has its roots in the French vernacular, where it initially denoted a verse narrative. Originating from the Latin adverb romanicus, meaning in the Roman style, the word evolved over time. For example, in medieval vernacular, the literature, stories, and ballads primarily revolved around chivalric adventures, with the concept of love emerging later, towards the 17th century. Over time, romance acquired additional connotations, such as the Spanish and Italian interpretations from the early 19th century, suggesting adventurous and passionate, encompassing both love affair and idealistic quality. Anthropologists delving into diverse primitive societies have noted temporary unions often showcased intense physical attraction, yet they seemed devoid of the enduring essence of romantic love beyond mere physical longing. Boris Shipov's work, The Theory of Romantic Love, consolidates relevant insights from anthropological studies, reinforcing this observation. Lewis Morgan notably suggests that barbaric societies were unfamiliar with the fervor of love, a sentiment he links to the development of civilization. Margaret Mead highlights the absence of intertwined romantic love with concepts of monogamy and exclusivity, jealousy and unwavering loyalty within Samoan traditions. In the Trobriand Islands of New Guinea, romantic gestures predominantly prioritize sexual gratification over emotional bonds. Once a physical encounter occurs, romantic sentiments fade away, leaving a focus solely on the physical aspect. Relationships between partners revolve solely around the sexual component, devoid of any expectations for mutual support beyond that. Similarly, the Polynesian natives of Mangere Island view love through a distinctly different lens than Europeans. To them, love is closely linked to physical intimacy, while emotional aspects such as affection and companionship, which are central to European perceptions of love, often leave the Mangians perplexed. Nathan Brandon posits that in primitive societies, romantic love went unrecognized due to its perceived threat to communal values, discouraging intense individual attachments. Marriages in Mesopotamia, Greece, Rome, and among the Hebrews served political and procreative objectives. Romantic love within marriage emerged in the Middle Ages, with spontaneous relationships outside of arranged marriages being rare, driven by lineage preservation and social standing. Gideon's suggests that romantic love added a narrative to an individual's lives, coinciding with the rise of the novel. This fusion of romantic ideals with personal freedom signaled a shift towards self-realization through love and intimacy. Gideon's examines a significant shift in relationship dynamics in the early 21st century, particularly in homosexual relationships, leading to more openly negotiated relationships that later influenced the wider heterosexual community. Engels contends that while modern sexual love is underpinned by monogamy, mutual love within monogamous marriages is restricted by male dominance as observed in The Origin of the Family. Sigmund Freud posits that easily fulfilled erotic desires lose their value, emphasizing the necessity of obstacles to enhance libido, proposing societal barriers to sustain love's allure and prevent devaluation. The term romance gained prominence through the concept of romantic love, widely acknowledged in Western culture thanks to courtly love. During the Middle Ages, knights engaged in emotional, non-physical relationships with noble women they served. These relationships were intricate, following tradition and chivalry as a code of conduct. Courtly love, along with the notion of domine, frequently inspired troubadours and featured in lyrical narratives and poetic works of that period. Marriage often constituted a formal agreement, allowing courtly love to provide a level of emotional closeness that might have been lacking in marital bonds. The bond between a knight and his lady, a woman of high standing, focused more on intellectual connections than physical ones. The code of chivalry guided knights to protect the vulnerable and serve their lord with honor. Influences from religious reflections on the Virgin Mary in chivalry underscored the honor of a lady and a knight's devotion. Knights were tasked with showing respect to all women, influencing society on their views on women. Their courteous treatment extended to interactions with all women. The principles of chivalry and courtly love molded the ideals of love and romance between men and women, as depicted in artistic and literary works. De Amore, known as the Art of Courtly Love, written in the 12th century, is sometimes misunderstood as endorsing extramarital affairs, yet it truly separates romantic love from courtly love. Some argue that romantic love existed independently across various cultures, challenging the belief that it originated solely in Western societies during the Middle Ages. Modern concept of romantic love, originating in French culture in the late 19th and 20th centuries, intertwined the terms romantic and lover. This fusion led English to have phrases like loving like the Romans do. While the exact origins of this association remain unclear, the concept of romantic love has transcended borders, becoming a universally recognized notion. Distinguishing between romantic love and platonic love, the contemporary interpretation of the latter deviates from its classical roots by emphasizing a non-sexual connection rather than the historical suppression of sexual desires. Unrequited love in its romantic forms blends elements of comedy, tragedy, and introspection with romance. This blend of spirituality with artistry egalitarian ideals evokes intense emotions and profound character growth. Despite its links to romanticism, Unrequited Love maintains a unique identity distinct from any potential romance that may develop within it. Romantic love can be broadly categorized into two main types: popular romance and divine or spiritual romance. Popular romance embodies the idealistic and intense emotions associated with the excitement of falling in love. It encompasses both expected and unexpected encounters, requiring significant time, effort, and emotional investment. This type of love is passionate and unrestricted, depicting the experience of falling in and out of love. Additionally, it may sometimes take on a materialistic and commercial aspect, focusing on societal approval. With its physical, sexual, grand, and expressive qualities, popular romance encompasses a range of emotions and experiences. In contrast, divine or spiritual romance blends realistic and potentially idealistic elements. It encompasses perspectives that vary from optimistic to pessimistic, influenced by individuals' beliefs within the relationship. This form of love endures over time, reflecting roles in decision-making, such as choosing a life partner or finding one's soulmate. It acknowledges both enduring and fleeting aspects where external factors can influence romantic connections, leading to expected or unexpected outcomes. Characterized by self-restraint through obedience and sacrifice, or the lack thereof, marked by disobedience, this type of love is deeply emotional, personal, soulful, intimate, and infinite, symbolizing a love that transcends the temporal and reflects the eternal essence of unconditional divine love. Philosophical reflections on love have sparked profound debates among ancient Greek intellectuals and writers. Plato's Symposium presents a variety of theories on love. The dialogue unfolds as six companions gather in Athens, led by Socrates, to share wine and deliver speeches praising the virtue of the god Eros. Aristophanes shares a myth illustrating the concept of soulmates, suggesting that individuals seek their counterparts due to the shared lineage within unique beings possessing dual characteristics. These beings were once spherical entities with multiple limbs, genitalia on each side, and faces pointing in opposite directions. The gods supposedly split them to prevent an attack on heaven, a motif echoed in other myths like that of the Alidae. This ancient tale resonates with modern ideas of romance, particularly in its depiction of mutual respect between genders. Socrates concludes with a poetic ode to love and longing, framing it as a pursuit of completeness, specifically in the quest for the essence or ideal of beauty. Numerous theories on romantic love has surfaced over time, ranging from Robert Sternberg's blend of liking and desire to deeper insights by leading theorists. In the 20th century, Freud's family dynamics theory was central in discussions on romance and partnerships, sparking differing perspectives. Theorists like Deleuze countered Freud and Lacan, advocating for a more naturalistic stance. René Girard posits that romantic attraction stems from jealousy and competition, often manifesting in triangular dynamics. He shifts focus from individual romance to the role of jealousy and love triangles as the primary drivers of attraction, rooted in observed interpersonal connections. While some challenge his reasoning, Girard argues that subtle attraction intensifies when combined with mimesis. Shakespeare's renowned work like A Midsummer's Night Dream and As You Like It depict romance fueled by competition. Girard's theory of mimetic desire has faced criticism, especially regarding perceived sexism. Somewhat displacing Freud's oppedial theory, it garners anecdotal support in the notion of women being drawn to assertive men, while some suggest feigning toughness and disinterest as attraction tactics. This lacks depth in understanding mimetic desire. True romantic love, Girard asserts, lies in fostering selflessness and admiration towards the beloved, rejecting mimesis as a desire to possess. Feminist critics like Toril Moy challenge the concept of mimetic desire for overlooking women's innate desirability. Though rivalry is not inherently cynical, it underscores the mechanistic aspects of relationships, echoing consumerism and skepticism in postmodern society. Romance today is heavily reliant on trends and irony, despite their historical significance in less liberated eras. Past sexual revolutions have reshaped dynamics, introducing wit and irony, reflecting modern societal nuances and rebellions, notably seen in the 1960s. Arthur Schopenhauer's pessimism was shaped by courtship. He suggested that removing the challenge of courtship would lead to boredom-induced suicide. Schopenhauer proposed individuals seek partners who complement them, illustrating the opposites attract concept. He believed partners are drawn to each other by the species' will to live. Renowned philosophers like David Hume and Jacques Rousseau focused on morality, with desire central in French philosophical thought. Romanticism reignited interest in love, exploring immersion in nature, the absolute, and platonic or unrequited love in German philosophy and literature.
We only need the two of us together. We only need the two of us together. We only need the two of us together. Cause we got love.
In their study, Romantic Love in the United States, DeMunk and Krohenfeld delved into the subject, focusing on two cultural model cases. The research revealed a dynamic cultural model in America nurturing thriving relationships, blending passion with comfort and companionship in romantic love. The study highlighted the significance of profound love beyond physical allure, mutual selflessness, and passion in successful romantic relationships. Classic literature portrays iconic lovers like Romeo and Juliet exploring the interplay between matrimony and romance. Shakespeare's work, Measure for Measure, and Kierkegaard's philosophical treatises delve into love's complexities. Ian King, in How to Make Good Decisions and Be Right All the Time, delineates principles for romance, transcending cultural barriers, emphasizing authenticity in flirtation, pursuit of genuine connections, and clear articulation of affection or ambiguity. In the vast expanse of human history, love has been both a constant companion and an enigmatic stranger. Venturing into the past, unwrapping the layers of love's evolution through the ages and civilizations, visualizing this profound emotion and how it has shaped us and in turn been shaped by the shifting sands of time. Surprisingly, the concept of romantic love as a basis for marriage is a relatively modern development. In many ancient societies, marriages were arranged serving political or economic alliances rather than emotional desires. And yet, amidst these pragmatic unions, the seeds of romantic love were sown by poets and philosophers who dared to dream of a union based on mutual affection and desire. Traversing the corridors of time, entering the Middle Ages, we encounter the rise of courtly love, the era where chivalrous knights wooed noble ladies with songs and poetry, exalting love as an ennobling, albeit often unattainable, force. This idealized form of love celebrated spiritual and emotional connections, setting the stage for our modern understanding of romance. The Renaissance ignited a rebirth of ideas, art, and culture, with love taking center stage in the works of artists and writers. Shakespeare, with his timeless tales of love, tragedy, and triumph, captured the complex nature of love like no other. His words transcend time, reminding us of the enduring power and pain of love. And so as we emerge from the shadows of history into the light of the present, we see that love has been a constant companion on our journey. It has evolved, shape-shifted, and adapted, yet it remains an indelible part of the human experience. The history of love is not merely a record of the past, it's a mirror reflecting our deepest desires and fears and hopes. What can we learn from the meandering path love has traversed through the ages? Perhaps it is that love in all its forms, shapes, and colors is the very essence of humanity. It is both a source of great joy and profound sorrow, a force that can bind us together or tear us apart. Turn our gaze inward to the landscapes of our own hearts and souls, exploring the innate need for love that reside within each of us. What drives this relentless quest for connection? Is it merely a survival mechanism or something more, something profoundly woven into the fabric of our being? From the earliest cries of a newborn, seeking comfort in a mother's arms, to the aged, wistful glances of lifelong partners, love's imprint is indisputable. Psychologists and philosophers alike have pondered the depths of these needs. Maslow placed love squarely in the middle of his hierarchy of needs, a bridge between the foundations of safety and the principles of self-actualization. Through Maslow's hierarchy of needs, love's placement as a critical bridge between basic security and a higher self-actualization pursuits underscores its significance. This conceptual framework reminds us of love's essential role in nourishment of the soul, contributing not only to individual fulfillment, but to the coherence of society at large. But why does love occupy such a central role in our lives? It seems that love, in its myriad of forms, ties closely to our quest for meaning, for understanding, our place in the vastness of the universe. Through the eyes of another, we seek mirrors reflecting our essence, affirming our existence. Love renders us vulnerable, yet in this vulnerability lies strength, the courage to confront our fears, to grow, to truly see and be seen. And what of the love we bestow upon the world beyond the human, the care we extend to animals, the reverence for nature, the passion poured into our crafts and our creations? This too is a testament to the expansive capacity of the human heart. Love, it seems, is not a mere emotion, but a lens through which we engage with the world, imbuing it with beauty and meaning. Yet amid this exploration, we must ponder, does the modern world fulfill these age-old needs for love? Or has the essence of connection been fragmented by the digital age's ephemeral nature? In a world where connections can be made with the swipe of a finger, have we deepened our understanding of love or drifted further from its core? As we contemplate the needs for love woven through the tapestry of our existence, we recognize its power to transcend time, space, and even understanding. Love needs a call to our higher selves, to the interconnectedness of all things. It is a force that draws us together, urging us to explore, to wonder, and to ultimately connect. Painted over eons, displays the changing hues of emotion, connection, and interaction. From ancient rituals to modern ceremonies, love has always been the centrifuge around which societies orbit. Each era, with its unique challenges and triumphs, has redefined love, making it both a mirror and a mold shaping human conduct and norms. In the digital age, technology has woven itself into the very essence of how we connect, transforming the landscape of love and relationships. The tools meant to bring us closer together have sparked debates on their ability to sustain depth in connections. Instantaneous communication, social media, and dating apps have revolutionized the ways we meet, interact, and express affection. Yet they prompt us to question the authenticity and the quality of these modern connections. Within the tapestry of these discussions emerge personal reflections, stories of love found and lost and reimagined in the digital whirlwind. These narratives, both joyous and melancholy, underscore the timeless quest for genuine connection, a beacon guiding us through the cacophony of swipes and clicks. Love, more than an ethereal concept, triggers a physiological response, a cascade of neurotransmitters bathing the brain in the light of well-being. This chemical symphony, from the dopamine-driven highs of romantic love to the serene contentment fostered by enduring connections, illustrates love's tangible impact on the human body, shaping our very existence. Our exploration thus far paints a picture of love as an intricate dance between the timeless and the transient, the biological and the technological. Love's needs, both ancient and urgently current, beckon us to reflect on how we nurture these connections in our evolving world. As we stand at the crossroads of history and innovation, we are reminded that at the heart of our quest for our love lies the perpetual challenge and opportunity to deepen our understanding and expression of the most human of needs.
We only need the two of us together. We only need the two of us together. We got love.
Let us explore the intricate mosaic of love styles. As identified by psychologist John Allen Lee, these styles, like colors on a painter's palette, blend and contrast in the art of human connection. First, we encounter Eros, the fiery, passionate love that burns brightly. It is the embodiment of romance and desire, where lovers see each other as the fulfillment of their ideals. Eros is immediate, intense, and consuming. In contrast, Ludus plays the field, treating love as a game to be enjoyed with multiple partners. Here, detachment and fun are paramount, a dance of freedom without the weight of commitment. Storge, the gentle love born of friendship and shared values, embodies comfort and deep affection. It grows gradually, rooted in mutual respect and understanding, a testament to the enduring nature of companionship. Then we have pragma, the practical love that is rational and built on common goals. Pragma is love that strategizes, that plans for the future. It's less about fiery passion and more about harmonious partnership. Mania, turbulent and intense, expresses love as obsessiveness and possessiveness. It's a whirlwind of highs and lows, where love is both a source of ecstasy and agony. Lastly, agape, the selfless, unconditional love. It's the love that gives without expecting in return, a love that forgives and endures. Agape is the purest form of love, expansive and boundless. Our love style, often a blend of these distinct modes, is deeply influenced by our cultural backdrop and personal histories. The ways in which we love and wish to be loved are as diverse as humanity itself, yet unified in the universal quest for connection. Love, in its essence, is a reflection of our humanity, a complex tapestry woven from the threads of our desires, our fears, and our experiences. As we contemplate the diversity of love styles, we gain insight into the nuances of the human heart, recognizing that each style of love has its place and purpose in the spectrum of human emotion. In understanding these styles, we begin to see love not just as an emotion, but as a guide to deeper connections and understanding of one another. Many theorists explore the intricate nature of romantic love. Helen Fisher, in her book Why We Love, uncovers that love arises from a chemical reaction in the brain fueled by neurotransmitters like norepinephrine and dopamine. This chemical dance sparks excitement and joy in both humans and animals. Fisher's MRI studies suggest that love is an innate force akin to hunger. Psychologist Karen Honey, in The Problem of the Monogamous Ideal, suggests that idealizing love too much can lead to disillusionment, driving a desire to possess the partner and potentially triggering escapism, resulting in unresolved conflicts. This cycle of disillusionment, escape, yearning, and unmet needs fosters hidden animosity, causing partners to hold secret resentment. This concealed animosity often pushes individuals to seek affection beyond their current relationship. Psychologist Harold Bessel in The Love Test reconciles differing perspectives by proposing that romantic attraction and emotional maturity are crucial in determining relationship quality. Bessel argues that genetic and cultural factors shape the strength of romantic attraction, while emotional maturity showcases a person's ability to nurture a healthy relationship. Immature individuals may overestimate love, facing disillusionment and seeking extramarital affairs, while mature individuals approach relationships realistically by tackling challenges head on. In a fresh outlook, Lisa Diamond suggests that sexual desire and romantic love are distinct entities, with romantic love not inherently linked to a specific gender preference. Diamond highlights bidirectional connections between love and desire, indicating that one's sexual orientation doesn't dictate the gender of their romantic interests. Additionally, Diamond underscores gender variations in sexual orientation and fluidity, noting that women exhibit a broader range in sexual orientation compared to men. Psychologist Marty Hasselton views romantic love as an evolutionary mechanism that nurtures enduring bonds between individuals. Hasselton's studies propose that lasting relationships benefits offspring's survival and care from both parents. Through experiments, she illustrates that love acts as a potent force in mitigating rival attractions, surpassing the impact of sexual desire. Research from the University of Pavia suggests that romantic love typically endures for about a year before evolving into a stable form of companionate love. This lasting affection matures as the relationship progresses, with initial romantic sentiments giving way to a deeper enduring bond. Conversely, studies from Stony Brook University suggest that some couples maintain romantic love feelings over extended periods. attachment styles developed in childhood that have a profound impact on adult relationships. Secure attachments tend to foster healthier and trust-filled relationships compared to avoidant or anxious styles. Hazen and Shaver's research uncovered parallels between adult romantic attachment styles and those in childhood relationships, secure, avoidant, and anxious. These suggests a lifelong consistency in attachment styles. Further studies distinguish between dismissive avoidant and fearful avoidant styles. Secure adult attachment, promoting intimacy and relationship confidence, is characterized by low anxiety and avoidance. Conversely, the fearful style exhibits high levels of both dimensions. The dismissing style has low anxiety and high avoidance, and the preoccupied style displays high anxiety and low avoidance tendencies. Researchers have characterized romantic love as a complex emotion, differentiating between passionate and companionate forms. Wolster and Hatfield observed that these two types can coexist either simultaneously or intermittently. Passionate love, driven by arousal, often brings intense joy and occasional pain. Conversely, companionate love fosters a strong bond between individuals, creating a sense of tranquility. Similar to the effects of cocaine due to dopamine release in the brain, passionate love typically lasts from 12 to 18 months. Hendricks and Hendricks' study on college students in new relationships found that nearly half viewed their partner as their closest friend, illustrating how both passionate and companionate love can harmonize. In contrast, Hendricks and Hendricks' research on long-term marriages revealed that couples embraced both forms of love, with passionate love being the primary predictor of marital satisfaction, highlighting the enduring presence of both types of love over time. Exploring the intricate tapestry of human connections, we find ourselves entwined in the age-old dance of romantic entanglements. Within the realm of love and attachment, our deepest vulnerabilities and strengths are laid bare. Hazen and Shaver's pioneering work illuminates the shadowed paths of our childhood, unveiling how our earliest bonds with caregivers sculpt the landscapes of our adult relationships. Like a river carving through stone, these initial attachments, patterns, secure, avoidant, and anxious, shape our emotional journeys, influencing our quests for intimacy and companionship. Do we maintain love? Delicate threads of communication, conflict resolution, and emotional intelligence weave the fabric of enduring bonds. Drawing upon the profound insights of Dr. John Gottman and his colleagues, we discover the foundational elements that support the architecture of love. It is here, in the dynamics of everyday interactions, that love finds its strength or encounters its demise. Communication the very pulse of connection emerges as a pillar of relationship longevity. The art of sharing one's inner world, coupled with the grace of active listening, breeds an environment of mutual respect and understanding. Amidst the harmony, conflict invariably arises. Yet it is in the heart of these storms that opportunities for growth and deeper understanding are unearthed. Mastering conflict resolution, then, is not about avoiding storms, but navigating through them with compassion and wisdom. Central to this dance of love is emotional intelligence, the ability to recognize, understand, and manage our own emotions while empathizing with those of our partner. It is the compass by which we steer through the calm and the chaos alike. Yet love is not just about weathering storms, but also about the willingness to adapt and compromise. Love's true essence lies in its flexibility, its resilience. In enduring love, compromise does not signify loss, but a harmonious blending of worlds. Thus, as we venture through the landscape of maintaining love, we are reminded that the strength of relationship lies not in its perfection, but it's in its capacity to evolve, to forgive, and to grow. Love in its most enduring form becomes a testament to human adaptability and the enduring quest for connection. In the grand theater of human interactions, love plays a pivotal role in constructing the social fabric. It is the invisible hand that weaves threads of empathy, cooperation, and social cohesion, binding individuals to a harmonious collective. Ponder for a moment the role of love in promoting empathy. It is through the lens of love that we truly see one another, not as strangers, but as extensions of ourselves, deserving of understanding and compassion. This empathetic bond, once formed, lays the foundation for collaboration and unity. Love incites us to transcend our boundaries, to work alongside one another for a common purpose, thereby fostering an environment of mutual support and coexistence. And what of love's contribution to mental and physical health? The bond of love, in its various forms, acts as a buffer against the storms of life, offering solace, reducing stress, and enhancing our overall well-being. It is a testament to love's restorative power, not only for the individual heart, but for the collective soul. Thus, as the chapter gently unfolds, we are led to perceive love not merely as an emotion, but as a fundamental pillar of society well-being. It is through acts of love that communities thrive, that societies advance towards greater understanding and peace. In this exploration of love's social benefits, we are reminded of the profound impact of our hearts can have in the world around us. Love, in its boundless forms, proves to be a formidable force for positive change, echoing through the corridors of communities and echoing through the annals of history. These thoughts beckon us to view love through a wider lens, recognizing its capacity to inspire, to heal, and to unite. In the grand tapestry of human existence, love stands as both the thread and the weaver, crafting a world interlaced with the beauty of connection and the promise of a brighter tomorrow. As we conclude our journey through the realms of love, we find ourselves at a crossroad of emotions and insights. Our exploration reveals love as a complex entity weaving through human experience, shaping interactions, molding societies, and cradling communal existence. The findings of researchers, artists, and philosophers enrich the tapestry of love, illustrating its dual nature as a delicate whisper and a powerful storm. Researchers viewing love through the lenses of science and soul unveil its capacity to act as a bastion against life tempests, enhancing mental and physical health. Love, in its myriad forms, fosters empathy, nurtures society in cohesion, and sparks cooperation and understanding. It is a multifaceted gem reflecting human experiences, binding us in its luminescent web. In exploring these discoveries, we are urged to ponder our place within the intricate dance of love. This voyage invites introspection, engagement, and broadening of our understanding. Love emerges as the eternal puzzle, offering lessons in the art of truly being human. Love emerges not just as an emotion, but as a force for healing, unity, and transformation. May this exploration of love's landscape guide us towards deeper connections with ourselves and with each other. Love binds us, love defines us, and love leads us to a new understanding. In conclusion, as we wrap up this exploration, I ponder the mysterious essence of love, a force that remains elusive, yet shapes our human experience. Personally, my experiences with love have been deep and profound, although none have endured beyond 7 or 8 years. Each encounter has left its mark, creating pockets of gratitude amidst the pain of parting. I'm intensely grateful for the people that I've loved and the people that have loved me, and it's a bond we still share today. There is a poignant beauty in recognizing that despite separations, the echoes of these relationships enrich the fabric of life. This personal journey through love's diverse landscapes, from intense passion to serene companionship, paints a complex picture of emotions, each vibrant with its own story. In contemplation, I entertain a whimsical idea that love at its core is a cosmic web of memories at an atomic level. Picture atoms carrying whispers of past connections, guiding us towards certain souls, forging bonds that feel timeless yet fresh. This speculative theory offers a captivating perspective on the quest to understanding the ties that bind us in love and kinship. Having traversed love's spectrum, I embrace a perpetual role as a student of affection and connection. There is humility in acknowledging the limits of understanding, surrendering to the mysteries of love's glory. To those navigating relationships, I wish you courage and joy on your journeys, enriched by the diverse forms of love, finding solace in our shared humanity. In this tale of love, where each heart is both a teacher and a learner, my parting message is one of hope and unity. Even in solitude, we are united in the pursuit of understanding, companions on a voyage encompassing human emotions and experiences. Let's move forward with open hearts, ready to receive the love the universe has in store for us. I do hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Billions of Atoms podcast. And as always, remember, I am part of you, and you are part of me, and we are part of everyone and everything. I want to dedicate this episode to my past loves. I've had the absolute joy to share time with some amazing human beings, and I will admit the last couple have been quite difficult to overcome, because I'm at a vintage now where I am keen to spend more time with someone. But reflecting on the tapestry of my own life, love has always been the mysterious thread that weaves through the fabric of my existence, shaping my path in unforeseen ways. I recall once during a beautiful sun-filled summer, I encountered a soul whose gaze seemed to penetrate the very essence of me. Our conversation flowed like a melody. She was funny. She was creative. Each word a note in a symphony of understanding and mutual fascination. We had a passionate and intense bond that remains, filled with physical desire. This bond, though it lasted but one season, taught me the impermanence and beauty of love, how it can appear as a comet streaking through the night sky, brilliant, awe-inspiring and fleeting. In another chapter, the most recent, love manifested not as a lightning strike, but as a gentle dawn, a friendship born from shared laughter and tears. It slowly transformed, blooming quietly into something deeper. I felt this deep, companionate love for her. This love, unlike the comet, resembled a steady glow of morning light, dispelling the darkness and revealing the world anew. It taught me patience, the strength of silent support, and the profound depths of loyalty. Both experiences, though starkly different, had led me to ponder the enigmatic nature of love. Is it truly a shapeshifter, adapting form from one person to another, from one moment to the next? These personal encounters with love, each unique in its intensity and essence, reveal the multifaceted jewel that love is. Each facet reflecting a different truth and a different understanding of the self.